The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I don't have any southern roots, but I sure can appreciate a mess of greens. Southern greens such as collards, mustards, and turnips are staples in a soul food diet and easy to grow even in our northern gardens. Luckily, it's not too late to get some greens a-going for the fall. Collards are related to kale. This non-heading cabbage, though, has a bigger, flatter leaf and a milder taste. Mustard greens have a pungent taste and come in green, red, or purple frilly-leafed varieties. I particularly love the Osaka purple mustard greens as an ornamental as well as an edible. The dark purple leaves are beautiful steamed and in the garden. It's a bit late to grow turnip roots, but to grow turnips for greens is a delight. And all of these greens taste even better when grown in cool fall weather. Here's how. Seed greens where old peas, bolted lettuce, or spent radishes grew, or after harvesting your garlic. Create raised beds, amend the soil with compost, and sow the small seeds thinly in rows or broadcasted on top of the bed. Water well and cover with a floating row cover. It's critical to keep the soil evenly moist. The water will also keep the soil cool for better germination. The row cover preserves moisture and keeps flea beetles and other insects off the young seedlings. Once they're growing and the days cool down in September, remove the cover, feed plants with fish emulsion, and start harvesting whenever you're hungry for your greens. Collards are very cold tolerant and can take a freeze and bounce right back. For something different, try cooking these greens with the tips of sweet potato vines. Young sweet potato vines are edible, tasty, and add a crunch to your stir fry. And now for this week's tip. Cut gladiolus, snapdragons, and other stocky annual flowers for indoors when the bottom third of the flower buds are open. But cut single-stem flowers such as sunflowers and zinnias once the flower is fully opened. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about sedum. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.